This podcast is part of the Frederick Podcast Network. Learn more at listenfrederick.com.
Beers in the Lot is partnered with the Hockey Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Beers in the Lot. Before we get going, let me just remind you about our shop at beersinthelot.com/shop. That's where you can get the t-shirts and other merchandise with Beers in the Lot logos on it. Also, check out beersinthelot.com for anything else you might be curious about this podcast. And be sure to join the Discord at beersinthelot.com/discord. All right, so for episode 187, the guys and I talked about the Rangers' Matt Rempe and his high hit on Jonas Siegenthaler on Monday night. We also talked about John Tortorella's antics as he faced off with Wes McCauley. And we talked about some of the events that happened in our Old Fat Bald Guys Hockey League on Sunday night. So let's get to it and crack the beers.
That's a hearty pour. Are you pouring a milkshake in the cup, Daniel?
Damn right I am.
What are you drinking?
From Rusty Rail Brewing, Fog Monster, New England IPA. And my brother over there that also did a pour. What are you drinking tonight, Riggs?
I have from Attaboy Beer here in Frederick, Maryland, an Idea Man.
Oh.
Double New England IPA.
Double me up, huh?
Yes.
Very nice. Yes. I got to point out something here. Eric's shirt is a 311 shirt with the hockey Capitals theme. Hockey stick theme. I love this.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Great.
I got it. They played here at the end of August in 2018 after Washington won the cup. So every stop they did like, you know, whatever t-shirts. So Brando and his wife actually came with us. My wife and I brought my son, and that was awesome. And so we all got these shirts. Yeah. So it's,
I love those.
311.
I love it when they theme like with the local arena teams. That's good.
And today is 311 day. So that's perfect. Why I wore it.
Yep.
Since Aaron is so astute and observant, what do you have, sir?
Well, last night in the lot, I was freezing my ass off. So I decided to go with a pertinent beverage tonight, a Samuel Adams Winter Lager.
There you go.
Probably the last wintry kind of days, that hopefully the last wintry kind of days we'll get in this part of the country. So,
yeah, it's supposed to be 14 degrees warmer tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be in the 70s later. It was like 30 something and windy and literally snowing on us last night. And it's going to be in the 70s.
This is the delusional spring segment of the, you know, mid-Atlantic seasons.
I mean, one of the guys in the law had to wear a bear hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He looked like Leo from The Revenant.
What are you drinking tonight, John?
I am drinking a Labatt Bleu.
Blue Diesel.
Yeah, Blue Diesel.
Very nice.
Did you guys see Rempe get tossed earlier?
That happened like, what, an hour ago? Mm-hmm. 35 minutes ago?
That kid's trying so hard to stay relevant. Just every
elbowed Siegenthaler in the dome.
Dude, like, I've said this on Discord a couple times to, like, the Rangers fans that are there, and I think they agree. I think Goody and Gunnar agree. Like, the kid, he basically made their bottom six, like, relevant because they were irrelevant. So now, like, as a playoff team getting ready to go in, like, they're gonna have, you know, three and a half to four-ish lines of legit players that are gonna help them going into the playoffs here, and he is unequivocally fucking it up.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to be available. Like, he's going to get suspended for this thing tonight. And then if he keeps going the way he's going, like, he's not going to be available. And that's going to hurt the team.
I just saw another clip that is related to this. Apparently, on his way to the bench in the tunnel, he waved at either, I'm not sure if it was
the Devils enforcer McDermott, or if it, yes. it was at the bench or what. Like he, that's not a good look when you're getting tossed for only contact that you made was an elbow to the guy's jaw. Like that's, yes. that's a bad look.
Yeah, McDermott was trying to get after him, and the officials, rightly so, were trying to get everybody settled down because he was going to get kicked out of the game anyway. Rempe was. So they're just trying to get him off the ice. And as they're escorting him to the door, yeah, he does a mocking wave at McDermott as McDermott is, I'm sure, just trying to have a chat. You know,
yeah. just want to talk to him. Just going to go talk.
I will say this conversation. I will say this for Rempe. Like, and I told this to Goody and Gunnar. I was like, good on the kid for when he, you know, ended up in the lineup. And I don't know if it was maybe something he heard, was told by management, or maybe you just, you know, he has some mentors or even just thought of himself. He's like, I have to differentiate myself to not only stay in the lineup, but, you know, contribute. So
looks like Truba is his mentor tonight.
Yeah, he was Truba's class pet. That's what it was.
Yeah, but like every night I don't think he needs a fight. I mean, he can kind of like do some of the physicality stuff. Like the game when he played against the Leafs, I think he injured Lilypad for the Leafs and then ended up fighting Reeves. Like that to me, I'm like, that's great, because Reeves kind of, you know, the last couple of games, he's been a little better, but, you know, this season hasn't been what I guess he wanted it to be. But if, you know, Rempe's out there kind of making a difference, being a, you know, deterrent, and also, too, like, he has a little bit of touch. He probably could probably contribute a little more offensively, but use that big frame the right way. I don't condone him fighting every night because that just doesn't help them.
His underlying numbers, even though he's basically had, I guess, probably as of tonight, I haven't looked at it, but he's probably had maybe 40, 45 minutes total on ice, you know, of minutes, right? But in that time, like I said, he's made their bottom six relevant again.
Yeah.
Like he drives play. He made Gaudreau a better player. Like when Rempe and Gaudreau are together, they're plus players as far as driving play to the other end of the ice. So he doesn't have to fight like four straight games in a row and then have his face plastered all over the internet because he looks like he's a member of the Blue Man Group. Like his face is so fucked up. Like he doesn't have to do that. Now, the Reeves situation in that game, yes, like that makes sense. He was playing hard. He was not going to fight that night because, again, his face was so messed up from the previous three or
exactly,
four games.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to, but a play happened and he had to answer for it. I'm fine with that, but he shouldn't be answering for everything every night. And he shouldn't be playing a way that results in him having to do that every night. Like that's not going to work, and I don't think it's the type of player that he is. Based on the early numbers, I think he could be a contributor, like in the middle six, as he develops. I think that's what the numbers show. So, like, somebody in the Rangers organization, whether it's Laviolette or whoever the forwards coach is, or whoever the player development person is that they have on staff, like, they need to go to him and say, look. Yeah, you're going to have to be the tough guy for us. But at the same time, you're also a good hockey player and you need to play good hockey.
We need you on the ice.
Right. We need you available. Yeah. That's why I use that word. Yeah. We need you available. We don't need you, you know, carrying on like this. And now it's escalated to a point where he's going to lose games here. He should for that play tonight.
Yeah, for that play.
And that should be a wake up call for him and the Rangers that this is not the way this should go. So my two cents.
Well, it is a little weird because like Drury's at the top and he played in kind of that, like, you know, he played in the Colorado Avs system for years and like dealt with Detroit, you know, when those two nuclear superpowers were going against each other. But then he also, like, on the tail end of his career, was part of, like, the Buffalo Speedwagon, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, Drury, I think, has a good head on him about, like, you know, where the NHL is going, because he saw it just in his time in the league, you know, what could happen when you change some stuff. So, like, also, like you said, Rig, it's not just a suspension thing. Like, he's a punch away from, like,
dude,
splitting his orbital bone in 3-4 pieces. Like, if somebody catches him, I
can't believe, like, I can't believe he was, like, in the lineup without extra protection over that left eye. That left eye was mangled. Like, it looked terrible. So I don't want to say, like, they're being negligent with him, but, like, they're being negligent with him. Like, this is not good.
Yeah, good point.
Daniel. Sorry. Logan Stankoven?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Stankoven?
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
His last name is interesting.
I was watching On the Fly, and I just look up his Dallas Stars.
I'm shocked. He's Logan been up for a Stank few games. He's been up with a few games. He's doing really well.
Sorry, I'm a child.
Yeah, it's okay.
Didn't he play
Kamloops native Stankoven? Stankoven.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Dallas has a fucking sick farm club. They're doing it the right way. They're drafting and shit the right way. People better watch out.
Drafting Stanky ovens.
If we're talking, they got Hova. Yeah. Someone said something like, that poor kid, his nickname's Stank. Like, they just call him Stank. So, like, you know, like, I'm like, that's his name, dude. Like, I'm sure.
Focus on his hygiene. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure he's figured it out. But, you know, like, if you're the Western Conference, like, Dallas has a shot, but I think Vegas and Colorado, that Dallas has to get through those two teams. I don't see it happening. Colorado, I think, like I said, they're coming for scalps this year. The moves they made, they're ready.
I heard Landeskog could be back for playoffs.
Weird.
Yeah.
Anyone that bitches about that, that's a rule in the CBA. They're 100% allowed to do it.
Anyone
who complains about fucking Stone, it's a spleen injury. You can't fucking control that. It was lacerated. And Lando has missed 2 fucking years.
Yeah.
Like, stop. Like, if people bitch about it, like, I'm sorry. Now. It's a CBA. Like, that. Yeah. It's the way it works.
And also, there have been teams that proposed changes to the LTIR rule, and it's voted down every time. Ignored.
Yeah.
It's voted down every time. Like, even Chicago did it. That's the most famous, right? Is Chicago went and they were like,
Tampa.
We shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do this. And everybody was like, no, we should do this. And then Tampa, and that, you know, and it's like, okay, we're, you know, so clearly, as much
as
people,
it's a mechanism of the league, people need to start using it.
Right. And then even, you know, I forget, I saw, I think Merrick and Friedman had the dude from Vegas on today. Was that today, John?
Kelly McCrimmon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. On Merrick, the Jeff Merrick show, yeah.
It was on
his own show.
So and Merrick asked him point blank, like, you know, oh, LTIR, like, basically, are you using it, you know? And McCrimmon's like, no. Like, these guys have serious injuries. They cannot come back. We put them into that because, yeah, it does benefit the club. But at the same time, that's the appropriate place for them to be.
Yeah.
Is on that list because of what they're dealing with. Like, they're going to be out long term. So this is it. Like,
and also, the funny thing is, Foley, the owner of the Knights, straight up said last year, he goes, I would pay, if there was no salary cap, he goes, I would spend $100 to $120 million a year.
Right.
Like, because he wants to put the best club on the ice. Good on him. But also, too, if it's a mechanism in the CBA to improve your team day one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, why wouldn't you?
Right.
Like, especially if it's like a totally legal mechanism, you have the resources to do it, whether you have an owner that wants, you know, is A, willing to spend above that. Like, that's spectacular. That's great.
And if you really think about it, there's a bit of a gamble there.
Yeah.
As a team and as a GM, where if you have a guy that's sitting out, he's not playing, right? Maybe they're working out and they're you know, skating the scratches skate, you know, at the end of morning skates and practices and everything. They're not in game action. So they're not in game shape. And everybody knows that unless you're playing games, you're not in game shape. That's the only way to get in game shape. Doesn't matter what you do. You can ride the bike all you want. You could skate with the skills guy after practice all you want. It's not the same as live game action. So there's a risk there that when those players come back, they're not there. Like, maybe they're not fully healed, or maybe they're just not conditioned. And now you're in short season playoffs where you've got to win, you know, every other night for a couple months. Like, there's a risk there to putting those guys on LTIR and then trying to get them back into shape or back into health by the time playoffs roll around.
Well, then also too, like, the one thing everybody neglects. So like, Tampa did it with Kucherov. Vegas did it last year. Yeah, last year. And then also like, Chicago did it a few years ago. So like, out of all the teams that use that loophole, only a few have actually won the cup.
Yeah,
it's because it's still, guess what? It's fucking hard to win the Stanley Cup,
guess
dude.
What?
Like, that's a problem. It's still hard.
It takes every single person in the organization to get you there. It's every single player, every coach, all the staff, everybody. It's not just fucking one guy that's been injured all year or whatever. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, dudes can make a difference. Absolutely. 100%. But at the end of the day, like, you need luck. You need health. You definitely need, like, you know, I would argue to say, like, you need kind of a goaltending either tandem or person that can kind of carry the load. And also you need like a mentally tough team. There's a lot of weird stuff that happens in the playoffs.
It's a lot of bullshit that happens. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you need guys who are going to stand on the bench regardless of what happens. You know, whether you get ejected or not, like Torts, just like, I'm not fucking leaving. Just like Torts. I love that move. It's so good. Just get ejected. Sorry. I'm not fucking leaving.
I just, yeah. You know what? No, you know what I like?
I love it.
It was Torts and Wes McCauley going out.
Oh, I know. I know.
Wes McCauley is an egomaniac. And Torts, I mean, you know, he's
Torts.
He's John Tortorella. I still am not convinced that he's like that great of a hockey coach. But, you know, as far as an NHL
brimming
coaching,
with personality,
right. And I was going to use this term, NHL coaching personality. Like,
like he's a right? TSN, right? Like he's a TSN analyst. Yeah, he was for a time being, actually. Yeah, like, so.
He's an NHL coaching personality. So, like, I like that it was him and Wes McCauley. Like, I love that dynamic. So, you know, McCauley's gonna make his stupid call or whatever, right? Which he did, and then Torts is just like, no, this is not happening. I'm not leaving. Like, I'm not leaving the bench. Like,
he almost did like the, you can't fire me, I quit. Like, he almost did that. Like yeah. Almost like that. It's just, it's too good. Well, and the other thing too, you even look at some of the Flyers, they're like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what is going on, dude? Like, yeah. What?
Dude, I have no idea.
No.
So, yeah, like, exactly. Like, oh.
Again, like, just the straight hockey aspect of it. Like, I don't think that was right, but you know, as
yeah,
a,
you got
as a coach,
$50K for it.
Right.
So.
No, well, yeah. Right. And, no. And especially like as a coach with like a younger team where they're trying to get something going here. Right. Like, I don't think that's a good thing for a guy like him to do, like a head coach to do. I don't think that's right. But like the entertainment aspect, it's
100%.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I did hear somebody make the joke, like, I was kind of hoping after Torts left, he'd come back with like the Bobby Valentine thing.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
he
yeah.
has a disguise.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Like Bobby That's Valentine just comes out with a fake mustache randomly. Yes. Torts just has a regular suit instead of the sweater that he's been rocking all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I love that. By the way, I do like that too.
I think, I don't mind that. Like I'm fine with him coming out doing that. Like different. Cause he did it. I think he did it a little bit with Columbus. He would wear like the sweater and then he'd have a, sport coat or a jacket. And then near the end in Columbus, I think he was just doing like the sweater or like a nice sweater jacket with like the, he'd put a pin on or something.
He started doing it when he got the flu or something, or maybe it was COVID. I don't know. But he got sick. And when he was coming back, he said like, "Oh, I'm cold on the bench." So he would wear like this, like John, he would wear like a vest over underneath of, underneath of his sport coat. Right.
I
that was like
that.
His thing. Right. So
yeah. Vest friends, me and John Tortorella.
I'm all about it. You guys are vest buddies.
Yeah. We're invested in the cause.
Invested in the cause.
Yeah. Invested in the cause. I do. The only thing that is kind of funny is like, so he got ejected already. Like he could almost get ejected again and they would just have to double it because like he's gotten suspended more than one time this season, which would be hilarious.
Right.
NHL though, like Flyers are fighting for a playoff spot. Like, so like, cause he didn't want to leave the bench cause he disagreed with the call. And apparently like Wes McCauley didn't give him a legit answer as to why he's being ejected. And then they suspend him. I'm like, I don't 100% agree. Like that kind of bugs me a little bit because I'm like, well, like you're going to boot them. But like, Department of Player Safety, we look at it. Sometimes it's inconsistent. So I know it's not comparing apples to apples, but it is like,
believe it or not, I've watched a few Flyers games this season. And
why?
Just for gritty.
I know.
He wanted to see gritty.
Look, believe it or not.
He wanted to take fashion tips from Torts.
it hasn't been many, but in the ones that I have watched, he is all over the officials all the time. And that's nothing new.
No. He's constantly grinding them.
It's nothing new.
Yeah.
But he's definitely all over them still.
I like that.
I think what happens is, he goes into that game and whatever happens, happens, and he's all over them. And, an official like Wes McCauley, who doesn't shy away from the spotlight, is not going to have it and is going to make an example. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the dynamic. And that's why I love it. That's why I love that it was number four, Wes McCauley doing that game when that happened, because it wasn't going to happen with anyone else in stripes.
Time out for just a second while we hear about our sponsors. We'll be right back. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Pure Hockey has the best hockey equipment, accessories, and apparel on the market to take your game to the next level. Maybe it's time to ditch that old stick and start the year with a fresh twig. Maybe it's time to refresh your NHL wardrobe for the race to the playoffs. Pure Hockey has it all. Whether it's training aids, the latest sticks and skates, or your favorite team's gear, get your hockey shopping done at Pure Hockey and use our affiliate link at beersinthelot.com/purehockey.
Do you think the refs talk right. about those games?
They're oh, like, absolutely yes. they do.
Oh, God, we got Tortorella tonight. Yeah, absolutely. Fuck, this guy, if this yeah. guy gives me shit, I'm giving him a
guarantee.
Oh, and he's then they, talk so much amongst each other in between, and they're like, hey, you know, look out for this. Look out for this coach doing this, or look out for this player doing that. It happens. It happens.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, too, like even the teams, they talk. They know certain officials. I mean, not that they have a straight book on it, but it's like, hey, these certain refs, you know, called this many stick infractions versus this. You know, their icing calls historically go this way. Like they scout it, just like, I mean, very similar to like how MLB teams like scout umps. You know, they give something to the pitching and catchers every day. You know, and even sometimes too, like they have a brief for the whole series. Like, hey guys, this is what we're looking for. You know, early. You know, they break those metrics down so crazy, but yeah, they go deep. I mean, not like a beer league official like we deal with, where it's I just want them to drop the
puck. We scout the officials.
No, you know, yeah. like. You know who's who. You know, come yeah. on, man.
I saw something interesting last night when I was doing the stats. Apparently, Daniel knows about this. Apparently, the ref of the game on the other sheet from me and Riggs and John gave a penalty to her son last night.
Sick.
He probably deserved it. Yeah. He deserved it.
He definitely deserved it. He 100% deserved it.
Christmas gift.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez, Daniel.
He absolutely deserved it. I've watched that pill. He was like, yeah. I don't know, arguing with his mom the whole way to the penalty box. There was no question, dude. That was a trip in any league.
I love it.
It was great. That's good to know, though, that she's not afraid to penalize her own son. If anything, she's probably...
It's probably worse.
It's probably harder on her. Yeah. Like, coaches
What kind
refs.
Of penalty was it? What kind of penalty was it?
It was a tripping ball.
Yeah, he tripped.
Oh, that's a lazy penalty, dude. That's lazy. That's lazy.
Yeah. He somebody close to the boards. He fell off.
Yeah, he went into the person he tripped went into the boards kind of like head first. Actually. Yeah.
Is it someone we like?
It was dangerous.
Is it someone we like or dislike?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Maybe. No, maybe not. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway,
kidding. I'm
like,
kidding.
Solid skater. Like, he didn't just fall. I mean, one of the better skaters in the league, honestly.
The guy he tripped definitely is not. He's a very strong skater. So.
He's one of the stronger skaters in the league. Yeah. But there was some interesting stuff that happened last night, right?
No.
In our games?
Maybe. No.
That's always Daniel's answer every week this season is no.
No.
Our game, looking at the roster of the team that we played, how our game went was how you would expect it to go.
Excuse me.
So I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
The final score was like 5-1 or something, right?
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
That's not terrible.
It's 5-1. I mean, it could go way more sideways than that.
Well, it's like the story of 7 out of 8 of your games this season, but.
And. Wait a second, Daniel, don't you have, like two of the best skaters in the league on that team?
On their team?
On your team.
On your team.
We do.
Yeah, so.
One of them was hungover. It was great.
That's not an excuse.
It's not.
Everybody's not an excuse. Half hungover.
Right. Everybody's,
most of us drink beers in the room before.
Correct.
Daniel, why are you laying this out like it's an NFL films thing? It's
I know.
It was daylight savings time the week before St. Patty's Day.
Oh my gosh. I have to talk about John with a Shorzy like chirp. I'm sitting on my bench and I just hear John going, "Hey, where's your fucking sundial?" Like, this guy shows up to the rink literally 1 hour late. He shows up and joins the game.
It was like 12 minutes or no, because Eric and I were sitting on the bench and I just look over at him. I'm like, why is he here? And someone was like, maybe he read the time wrong. I'm like, whatever. And I joked because there was 11 minutes left in the third. I was like, Hey guys, let's not get a whistle for 11 minutes. Just keep us going.
Keep him outside the boards for 11 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, and then he just came on the ice. Like, it was, play was still going on. There was no face-off. He just skated to the bench. He was like, whatever, I'm not waiting.
I respect that.
Like, you know, actually, I thought that was cool.
Too, yeah. Actually. Yeah, yeah, I respect that.
And then, like, his first shift.
He scored.
Yeah, very first shift in the game, yeah. Which was at, like, wow. 8 minutes left in the third
Welcome
period.
To the game.
He scores. Inconsequential goal, by the way.
Yeah, it was already gone. The foregone conclusion. I like what Riggs, you were playing defense. I think because he was absent at the start of the game.
Yes.
And then he shows up and he's like, do you want to go up the forward?
And I was like, no, get off the ice. Leave me alone. Like, I'm playing really well right now. Leave me alone. Get off the ice. Like, he comes on during play. Then there is a face off in their end. And I go to line up and he's like tapping me like, hey, do you want to move up to forward? I'm like, no, leave me alone. Go back to the bench. Like, I'm playing really well here.
And then he did. And he scored.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I yelled. So I know Aaron heard it. I just yelled. It was like, go check your sundial. We live in a modern society.
I swear, it was at the beautiful. Perfect pitch, too. It was like, go check your sundial. We live in a modern society. Give your balls a talk.
Yeah, I know. It sounded very like it. Because Aaron, it was funny. Apparently, like, someone right after I said that, it was like the next face-off, someone goes like, Johnny, that was you yelling that, right? I'm like, yeah. Like, who do you think is doing that on a daily basis? Like, I'm the only one that does stuff like that. Just, like, yell randomly. But it did have, like, the echo to the rink almost. Like, you almost didn't know where it was coming from. Like, kind of like, what? Where is he? Just, like, Shorty, like.
An ethereal voice, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was great, though. That was the best part of the game. Especially since we lost, like, 7-2 or something.
Yeah.
Eric scored another bank shot goal.
Yeah, all my points lately are like, it's either goes off me or goes off somebody else. So
Eric's practicing his snooker. It works. He's putting English on everything. It's awesome.
Well, that's what I said to you last time we played you. You had a goal where it, like, it went off the goalie's glove and went in. I said, hey, John, you been playing a lot of bumper pull?
All right, that's it for this one. Thank you for your listen and for your support. We appreciate all of your likes and ratings and reviews and subscriptions on the various podcatchers. Keep them coming. We appreciate every single one of them. I know I speak for the rest of the guys when I say have a good one. And we'll catch you next week when our new episode drops on Wednesday. See ya.